With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man suspected in the Brown University shooting has been found dead. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez at a news conference Thursday night covered by WJAR.
An individual was identified as Claudio Neves Valenti.
Perez says he was 48 years old. Perez says video helped ID the suspect's vehicle. That was corroborated by a tip, and surveillance technology led to a Massachusetts car rental where they got
a copy of the agreement, which provided his real name.
Investigators believe Neves Valenti is also responsible for the killing of an MIT professor 2 days after the Brown shooting that left 2 dead and 9 wounded. I'm Ben Thomas.
Russia's Vladimir Putin sees military victory in sight in Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin declares, our troops are advancing all across the lines of contact, faster in some areas or slower in others, but the enemy is retreating in all sectors. He remains confident the Kremlin's military goals will be achieved nearly 4 years after he ordered troops into the neighboring country. In the early days of the conflict, Ukraine's forces managed to thwart an attempt by Russia's larger, better-equipped army to capture the capital of Kyiv. But the fighting soon settled into grinding battles, and Moscow's troops have made slow but steady progress over the years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
It was a good day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 183 points. The NASDAQ rose by 301, with the S&P 500 advancing by 59. Oil up 50 cents to $56.65 a barrel. This is SRN News. The San Diego Unified School District goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
According to a report by the group Defending Education, the district offers a section on its website designed to help children live as the opposite sex, telling them that there are at least 9 different genders and 28 sexual orientations. Amongst those listed by the school district are transgender, non-binary, demi-boy, panoramic sexual, and biromantic homosexual. Defending Education tells the Christian Post, quote, "This lunacy must end." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new national survey from Church Mutual Insurance Company reveals that Americans' generosity will not waver as conversations about the economy continue to dominate year-end headlines. According to the poll, 75% of consumers plan to maintain or increase their charitable giving through the end of 2025. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates tick downward, correspondent Alex Vega reports.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage eased this week to 6.21%. That's just below where it was last week. The average rate has been mostly holding steady in recent weeks, hovering close to its low point for the year. When mortgage rates fall, they give home shoppers more purchasing power. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
Sony's taking control of the beloved comic strip Peanuts. The company's buying a 41% stake from Canadian owner WildBrain for $457 million. The deal increases Sony's shareholding to 80%. The Schultz family will continue to own the remaining 20%. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.